most grateful to Adidas Prabhu for so kindly inviting me to come to be with all of you this evening. It is such a rare and precious fortune for me to have the opportunity to try to serve all of you who are such sincere flowers situated at Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. I was asked to speak on either Srila Prabhupada or Gaur Nitai or whatever I want. So I will try to combine all three. Considering in Srila Prabhupada's lectures, the person he quoted one of the most often times is Prahlad Maharaj. And considering that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he lived at Jagannath Puri, every day he would go to a section near the beach called Yameshwaram. It's a beautiful garden. In that garden, there was a temple called Tota Gopinath. Gopinath, who lives in the garden. And that was the place where Sri Gadadhar Pandit, the avatar of Sri Radhika Rani, resided. And throughout the day, Sri Gadadhar Pandit would recite Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that during Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Leela in Sri Jagannath Puri Dham, there were three devotees, all sannyasis, who were very intimate associates, who were absorbed in serving him 24 hours a day in three different modes. One was Sri Swarup Damodara Goswami. He was constantly immersed in kirtan, and his kirtans were so sweet. His love for Gauranga Mahaprabhu was so deep that whatever particular mood of internal affection he was experiencing toward Krishna, Swarup Damodar would understand, and he would sing various beautiful songs and mantras in that mood to either excite or pacify the various ecstasies of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes when Swarup Damodar Goswami would sing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would just lose all external consciousness, and he would just be dancing, and so many transformations of divine love upon his body. One time he was just dancing and dancing during one of Swarup Damodar Goswami's kirtans. He just jumped into a well, a deep well, and all the devotees were very much afraid what had happened to the Lord's body. He has gone into this, and it was also an empty well. And they looked down, expecting a horrible situation to be seen, and they found that the well was filled with soft butter. Krishna always protects his devotees when they are immersed in kirtan. Lord Chaitanya is the ultimate protector of all devotees, showing by his example how we're always safe if we're absorbed in the chanting of the holy names. So Swarup Damodar was always at the side of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu singing beautiful kirtans. And Paramananda Puri, who was one of the godbrothers of Ishwara Puri, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Guru Maharaj, he was always absorbed in meditation, on meditation on Krishna's name, on meditation on the wonderful Leela of Vrindavan. And nothing could shake his consciousness from his internal meditations. And the third person was Sri Gadadhar Pandit. His special absorption was in constantly reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. And every single day in Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would spend hours and hours and hours at the Tota Gopinath temple hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from Sri Gadadhar Pandit's lotus mouth. And of course, who knows Srimad Bhagavatam's inner secrets better than Srimati Radharani? Because ultimately the Srimad Bhagavatam has been spoken by Shukadev Goswami to glorify her and her love for Shyam Sundar, Sri Krishna. So he would be absorbed always, and as he would recite Bhagavat Puran, both he and Gauranga Mahaprabhu, their tears would just flow like Ganga and Jamuna simultaneously. So much so that the Bhagavatam of Gadadhar Pandit was practically unreadable because the ink of the pages, which is the merging of the tears of Lord Chaitanya and Gadadhar Pandit, were everywhere. And it is explained by Vrindavan Das Thakur that when Gadadhar Pandit would read the section describing the glories of Prahlad Maharaj and how Lord Narasimha Bhagavan appeared to protect him, this section of the Bhagavatam, which contains several chapters, he would read it, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be in such ecstasy. He would tell Gadadhar Pandit, read it again. And Gadadhar Pandit would read the whole section of Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu, how he terrorizes the universe, how he gets the benedictions of Brahma, how he persecutes Prahlad, how Narsingadev comes and tears him to pieces, and how Prahlad prays in transcendental love to Lord Narsingadev. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu would again say, read it again. And Prahlad Maharaj and Gadadhar Pandit would read it again. And Mahaprabhu would say, read it again. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Lord Chaitanya would not be satisfied hearing this section of Bhagavatam unless it was read at least 100 times again and again. Prahlad Maharaj ki. Srila Bhagavan ki. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. So this evening, trying to combine all of the instructions that you gave me, we'd like to speak from one particular verse in the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj to Lord Narasimhadev. Shri Prahlad Uvacha Varamaraya etate Varidai Varadesham Maheshwarah Yad Ananda Pitame Twam Avidhams Teja Aishwaram. Prahlad Maharaj said, O Supreme Lord, because you are so merciful to the fallen souls, I ask you for only one benediction. I know that my father, at the time of his death, had already been purified by your glance upon him. But because of his ignorance of your beautiful power and supremacy, he was unnecessarily angry at you, falsely thinking that you were the killer of his brother. Thus, he directly blasphemed your lordship, the spiritual master of all living beings, and committed heavily sinful activities directed against you, your devotee. I wish that he be excused for these sinful activities. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Although Hiranyakashipu was purified as soon as he came in contact with the Lord's lap and the Lord saw him, Prahlad Maharaj still wanted to hear from the Lord's own mouth that his father had been purified by the Lord's causeless mercy. Prahlad Maharaj offered this prayer to the Lord for the sake of his father. As a Vaishnav son, despite all the inconveniences imposed upon him by his father, he could not forget his father's affection. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Tri Shakti Vipita Punta Pitri Bhi Sahate Nagha Yat Sadhu Sya Kule Chato Bhavan Vai Kula Bhavanaha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "My dear Prahlad, O most pure, O great saintly person, your father has been purified, along with 21 forefathers in your family. Because you were born in this family, the entire dynasty has been purified. Whenever and wherever there are peaceful, equipoised devotees who are well behaved and decorated with all good qualities, that place and the dynasties there, even if condemned, are purified. My dear Prahlad, king of the Daityas, because of being attached to devotional service to me, my devotee does not distinguish between lower and higher living entities. In all respects, he is never jealous of anyone." Srila Prabhupada describes that Srimad Bhagavatam's great emphasis is in the qualities of those devotees who have surrendered their lives in the loving service of the Supreme Personality of God. And the prominent quality that we find in all great Vaishnavas is complete selflessness in being willing to forgive any offense and being compassionate toward all living beings. Let us examine Prahlad Maharaj's wonderful quality in this context. Tomorrow is Narasingha Chaturdasi. So to prepare for the coming of Narasingadev, we have to understand who was Prahlad. Because it is by his great love that the Lord appeared in this wonderful form to rescue all living beings for all times who take shelter of him. Prahlad Maharaj never had any fault. He was always respectful to his father. He was always affectionate to him. He never felt ill toward anyone. But yet his father, due to his demoniac tendencies and his great envy of the Supreme Lord and all living entities, considered his own son his enemy. His worst enemy, simply because he was chanting the names of the Lord, simply because he accepted himself as the humble servant of the servant of the Lord. Hiranyakashipu glanced at him with such hatred that even that glance would practically kill the demigods. That was the power of Hiranyakashipu. When he would raise his eyebrow, Indra, Vayu, Agni, they would tremble in fear and just fall at his feet and beg him for mercy. With all of his terrible, terrible potencies, he spoke the most harsh, blasphemous words to Prahlad. He sentenced him to death. They tried piercing him with tridents. They threw him in fire. They tried to drown him in the ocean. They put him under stampeding elephants. They tried to feed him deadly, terrible poison. They threw him off high, high mountains. They tried to crush him under massive stones. But in every situation, Prahlad never even tried to protect himself. He was only a 5-year-old child. And here was Hiranyakashipu, the conqueror of the entire universe, with all of his Rakshasa armies, Maharatis. And he would just remember Krishna. If Krishna wants to kill me, then let me die. But let me die remembering him. And if Krishna wants to protect me, what do I have to fear? He is the controller of all controllers. This was his faith. This was his surrender. And one who has this type of surrender, it is Krishna's promise. Kaunteya pratijanihi na me bhakta pranashati. I will always protect such a devotee. Mahatmanastumam bharata daivim prakriti mashata. Bhajantyananda manaso kyatva bhutatimabhyaya. Such Mahatmas, they are always under my divine protection. They are not simply subjected to the laws and modes of material nature. So Prahlad Maharaj, always protected by the Lord. And this was intolerable to Hiranyakashipu. I have conquered Indra. Even Narada Muni was his humble servant. No one within the universe except the three predominating gods of Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, no one but those three could live without falling at his feet and following his orders. The temperature was at his disposal. We have our thermometers and thermostats and everything. He would just, I wanted 72 degrees. He was controller of everything. If he wanted it to rain, the rain god would make it rain. Whatever type of breeze he wanted, vayu, like this. Such a controller. And material nature is, the more you control, the more you become habituated to the attachment that I have to control more. And if there's one thing you cannot control, your whole life is spoiled. The more power you get, if there's anything in your life that you do not have power over, it's intolerable. You simply suffer and think about that one thing. He controlled the universe. He controlled everything and everyone but one 5-year-old child. And his life was totally miserable because of that. He wasn't in any happiness about controlling everything else. He was only concentrating on the misery of not being able to lord it over Prahlad Maharaj. He will not listen to me. Everyone listens to me. He will not listen to me. And I cannot destroy him. So he asked Prahlad, where do you get this power from? He said, the same place you get your power from, the same place everyone gets their power from. Even Brahma, who gave you the benedictions from Krishna. He said, where is this Krishna? He's everywhere, my father. He's in this pillar. He beat his hand against the pillar. You're Singhadev Bhagavan of yours. He ripped him to pieces. And all of the devatas, Brahma, they were standing like this. They had never seen such a fearful form of God as Lord Narasimhadev. Narayan is very nice, peaceful. Four arms, this beautiful bluish complexion. And Shamsundar is so beautiful form. But this Narasimha Bhagavan, beautiful, but a different type of beautiful. Brahma could not approach him. All of the demigods were trembling in fear to hear, to see his anger. The anger upon one who offends his devotees. And they asked Lakshmi, you are his consort, you are his beloved, can you pacify him? Lakshmi looked at this form of Narasimhadev. She said, I do not recognize this form of my husband. I cannot approach him. And then Brahma said to Prahlad, that he came for you. The universe will not survive if he maintains this anger. Then little Prahlad came fearlessly before this gigantic manifestation of anger, the supreme personality of Godhead in the form of anger. And he fell at Lord Narasimhadev's lotus feet. The most wonderful and famous of all depictions of Lord Narasimhadev has been most masterfully and artistically offered to the world by Her Grace Sri Jadurani Devi. That painting that is in your van, right where you're sitting, of Lord Narasimhadev, that painting was made by Jadurani. One of the greatest contributions in the history of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya is this wonderful painting of Lord Narasimhadev. You've all seen it. He's very ferocious. How such a soft, gentle-hearted Vaishnavi as Jadurani could depict such a ferocious manifestation of Godhead is a great wonder. So, at that time, Narasimha Bhagavan placed his hand on Prahlad's head. And at that end, Narasimhadev became completely peaceful and calm. He became the very embodiment of love and gentleness and tenderness when he stood in the presence of Prahlad. And Prahlad began to offer beautiful prayers to Lord Narasimhadev. And Lord Narasimhadev asked Prahlad Maharaj to request a benediction. The Supreme Absolute Truth asked Prahlad, "You can request anything from me. I will give you whatever you want." If you were given this, what would you ask for? Search your heart, search your consciousness. If you could have anything in all the material or spiritual worlds, what would you ask for? Most people, they go to the temple or the masjid or the church or the synagogue and they ask for such ridiculous temporary little benedictions. Give me good health. As if this body is going to last very long anyway. How long will good health last for? A few minutes and then it's finished. Like a bubble in the ocean. Finished. That's all life is. Or we ask for, in India, I just came from Bombay, in the month of April, it is exam times. Everyone is, millions of students are going to the temples asking, "Help me get good grades in my exams." And they're very devotional, tears coming out of their eyes. And if you didn't hear what they were saying, you would think they had Baba. They're bowing down and trembling and tears coming out of their eyes and they're just with such humility begging, "Please let me pass my exams, my Lord." And others are asking for husbands or wives, for their children or for themselves. And others for wealth and business and the politicians to conquer their political rivals. And everyone's asking God for all these things. And some may be asking for liberation, some rare souls. But Prahlad Maharaj, he was given the opportunity. The Lord was speaking directly to him. Anything! And he said, "My Lord, I want nothing. Nothing. Just the fact that you are standing before me is the fulfillment of all my desires. I am not a mercantile man. I have not come here to do business with you. Businessmen, I've given my life, I've sacrificed my everything for your loving service. If I want anything in return, that means it's all just business. It's not bhakti. Bhakti means love. Love, you don't expect something in return. Love is for the beloved. I want nothing from you, my Lord. But Lord Nrisimhadeva insisted, ask something. So this is what Prahlad has asked for. That my father, the biggest demon that ever lived, he drank so much blood from the Brahmins. He's a Rakshasa. He has caused so much disturbance to the entire universe. He has offended you. He tried to kill you. He tried to murder me in so many dozens of varieties of way, personally, through his various energies. What is our standard of forgiveness? Somebody 10 years ago said something against us and we're still thinking, let him burn. It's so, such a knot in our heart. But Prahlad Maharaj, his father was, he was cursing him, blaspheming him, throwing him under elephants, throwing rocks on him, putting him in fire, so many ways. There's a story for each of these. And Prahlad Maharaj, the only benediction, give him liberation. Purify him of all his sins and give him shelter at your lotus feet. This is a Vaishnava. This is the greatest quality that we find in the devotees of the Lord. That same Hiranyakashipu appeared in Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, along with his brother Hiranyaksha, as Jagai and Madhai. And we find the same mood of complete compassion and forgiveness in the life of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. He was faultless. Out of love, he approached Jagai and Madhai. They were drunken, terrible sinners. They were so sinful. They had done every sin that was recorded in the books of Yamaraj. In fact, after they were delivered, Yamaraj asked Chitragupta, who was in charge of the records of all sinful beings, he said, what was the extent of their sins? Yamaraj, Chitragupta said, impossible to say. He said, in our department of keeping records, we have an entire department who are working 24-hour shifts trying to calculate the sins of these two brothers. And their hands, they can't even write anymore. In fact, they're so frustrated because there's constantly reporters coming in, messengers, this sin, this sin, every sin. They can't keep up with it. Two brothers. But now that Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu has delivered them, we have never seen such mercy of any incarnation. Now this gigantic, massive, inconceivable mountain of records, we just have to find some ocean to throw them. That's how sinful they were. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu was thinking, if they become Vaishnavas, Gauranga Mahaprabhu's name will be famous throughout all the worlds as Patita Pavana Avatar. So he approached them. As they were approaching, the people around were saying, don't go near them. These men are violent. They are dangerous. They kill anyone and everything. They kill people. They burn houses. They rape women. They kill old people, young people. They have no discrimination. They're thieves. They're drunkards. But they never met a Vaishnava, so they never had the opportunity to blaspheme a Vaishnava. That was the only thing they never did. So Nityananda Prabhu just ignored everyone's warnings, and he said to them that, my dear brothers, please worship Krishna. Always remember Krishna and chant Krishna's names. Krishna is your father. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is the wealth of your life. He is the treasure of your soul. Give up your sinful activities and chant the names of Krishna. And when they heard this, they became very angry. They chased after them to kill them. And Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu had to run away. And on another day, Nityananda Prabhu again approached Jagai and Madhai with the same message. And Madhai, his eyes, this is Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, incarnated again with all their powers. He was so angry, he picked up a pot, clay pot, and with all of his power, he smashed it upon the head of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And blood was flowing. It covered his entire body and all of his cloth. And with tears of love, not of pain, but love in his eyes, he prayed to Madhai, that you are forgiven. Take the name of Krishna. And when Jagai saw this, such forgiveness, such love, it melted his heart. But Madhai was even more angry, and he lifted another pot to beat him, and Jagai said, stop. This is a saintly person. And just at that moment, the word came to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he appeared on the scene. And he called out, Chakra, Chakra. And the Sudarshan Chakra appeared on his hand. And Jagai and Madhai both saw the effulgence of millions of suns manifested in the form of the Sudarshan Chakra, about to sever their heads. And Lord Chaitanya, his eyes were red like hot coals in anger that his devotee had been violated. And Jagai and Madhai both fell at the feet of Lord Gauranga, but he had no feelings of sympathy to one who offends his devotee. And at that time, Nityananda Prabhu, the object of wrath and hatred and murder of these men, with folded palms, he begged Lord Chaitanya to be kind to them. He said, my Lord, he said, please forgive them. He said, they didn't cause me any pain, honest. It doesn't hurt. And besides that, Jagai stopped him. Jagai saved my life. Please be merciful to them. And then Nityananda Prabhu said, all of the pious and spiritual activities I have performed in all of my previous births, I'm willing to give them all up, give them to Madhai, in order to make him worthy of your forgiveness. When Lord Chaitanya heard that Jagai had stopped him, Madhai, he protected his devotee, Lord Chaitanya immediately embraced Jagai. He said, you have protected my beloved Nityananda Prabhu. And upon embracing him, Jagai became inundated with love of God. He was trembling, tears pouring from his eyes. He fell and put the feet of Lord Gauranga on his head. And when Madhai saw that Jagai became a pure Vaishnava, he decided, and he saw the chakra waiting for him. He said to Lord Chaitanya, he said, actually, whatever I've done in my life, he's done it also. We're like one soul and two bodies, so if you deliver him, you must deliver me also. And Lord Chaitanya said that you have offended Nityananda Prabhu. I have no power to forgive you. Only if you fall at his feet and beg forgiveness, does he have the power to forgive you. So Madhai fell at the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu, with all compassion, as far as he was concerned, there was never even an offense to forgive. But out of formality, he forgave. He had already forgiven. A Vaishnava forgives before you offend him, while you're offending him, and after you've offended him. He's always in the process of forgiving. That is natural compassion of God's devotee. So Lord Chaitanya said to Nityananda Prabhu, if you embrace him, then he will be freed of his sin. So Nityananda Prabhu lifted up the person who so violently tried to murder him, and with tears of love and compassion he embraced him. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Madhai and Jagai. He gave him basically three instructions. You never again engage in these sinful activities. You always be the servant of the Vaishnavas, and you constantly chant the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
So this is the forgiveness of Vaishnavas. And this is one of the most wonderful, continuous themes throughout the Bhakti Shastras. We find the story of Haridas Thakur. What was the quality of his compassion? It's very relevant to the story. The conclusion will tell. He was simply preaching to everyone. Harinama, Harinama, Harinama eva kevalam, kalo nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatiranyata. That in this age of Kali, only the name of Krishna can deliver you. Take the name of Krishna. And because of his such compassion and love for every living being's soul, thousands, hundreds and thousands of people on his order were taken to the name of Krishna consciousness. So he was arrested. The Muslim Qazis, they were very upset because so many Muslims were chanting Krishna's names. And the smart Brahmins, they were very upset, because they were losing their disciples who were paying them lots of money to do all the rituals for material purposes. They were all becoming pure devotees. They didn't need any. If you don't need any material benedictions, you don't need the smarta Brahmins rituals. So in this way, there was a lot of animosity against him. He was brought before the judge, and this Qazi, the governor, he said, Haridas, stop this chanting of Harinam publicly. Just, if you will, you're a Muslim like us, why are you doing like this? You should just chant Allah's name, and you should not preach like this. He said, what is this Allah Krishna? There's one God for all living things. There's only one God. There's not two gods or three gods or five gods. All religions are approaching the one same God. And according to the way the Lord is manifesting in my heart, I must chant the name of Krishna. I am in love with Krishna, who is the all-attractive. They said, if you must do, you do it quietly. He said, it's impossible. He said, I can give up my life, but I cannot give up being compassionate to the fallen souls. You can cut my body into millions and millions of pieces, and every piece will be preaching Harinam to the fallen souls. A preacher cannot live without preaching. That is love. That is compassion. The substance of their soul is simply pouring out the compassion of the Lord through their lives. So they sentenced him to die by being beaten in the 22 marketplaces. No man had ever lived through one or two of such marketplaces. They beat him and beat him and beat him. From sunrise to sunset, they dragged him through one marketplace to another, shouting at him, screaming at him, blaspheming him, beating and beating and beating continuously. The sun was set. The 22 marketplaces were finished, and he was still alive. And the executioner's arms were so, they couldn't even hold their sticks. Haridas, we don't understand what kind of a person you are. How you survived? How is it possible? You were looking at us as we were beating you. And the only pain you saw, we saw in your eyes, was the pain of what was going to happen to us for doing this. Now we will die because we didn't kill you. Haridas was so compassionate. Oh, if that is the case, then just see how I die. And he just lay down. And all symptoms were finished in his body. He was thrown in the Ganga. He floated down Ganga for some time. And then he came out and started preaching, Harinam, Harinam, Harinam eva kevalam, kalo nasteva, 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 gatiram yata. And when the Qazi and the executioners and the priests and the governors heard this, they all came and fell at his feet, and he forgave them. Anyways, years later, during Mahaprakash in the house of Srivas, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving benedictions to everyone. And to Haridas, he explained, do you remember when you were being beaten and beaten and beaten and beaten by the canes of these dacoit executioners, these terrible ruffians? He said, at that time in Vaikuntha, I became so enraged and intolerant toward these demons that I called for my Sudarshan Chakra to come and sever their heads from their bodies. But my wrath was defeated by your compassion. Because as I was trying to send Chakra to kill them, you were simultaneously praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, please forgive these men. Please give them bhakti. Please forgive them, purify them of their sins, and give them devotion. The power of your forgiveness was so great that the chakra would not move from my finger. So I was helpless. But I could not tolerate seeing what they were doing to you. So I covered your body with my own. And then Mahaprabhu opened up his jhara. And he showed Haridas and all the devotees, all the beating marks and bruises that were meant for Haridas Thakur were upon the beautiful golden complexion of Gauranga. And Haridas fell unconscious to see the mercy of the Lord. That is the forgiveness of a Vaishnava. And just as Lord Narasimhadev offered Prahlad any benediction, upon seeing his tolerance and his forgiveness upon even those who have transgressed in the worst possible way in their lives, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered Haridas Thakur any benediction in the world, any benediction in the spiritual world. And what was Haridas' request? First he said, I don't want anything. Like Prahlad. But the Lord insisted, ask. For my pleasure, ask. Haridas said, all right. That I am the most sinful. I am the most low-born and fallen. In whatever birth I take in this world, let it always be in the house of your devotee. Let me always have the benediction that any birth I take, I will always get the remnants of food left behind by your devotees to purify my existence by taking their maha maha prasad. I will be grateful if I could be a dog or an insect in the house of your devotees, would I get the most precious opportunity to get the remnants of the food of that devotee. That is the only benediction I ask. and through the mercy of the Vaishnavas, let me always remember you and chant your holy names. And when the devotees heard this, they became ecstatic in love of God. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Haridas, "You are Prahlad Maharaj." Prahlad Maharaj's compassion and mercy of forgiveness and selfless devotion manifested fully through Haridas Thakur. So to understand this wonderful story of Lord Narasingadev, it is most important that we understand the nature and the quality of love of Prahlad. He is one of the 12 Mahajans. And what is the path of perfection? Mahajano yena gata sapanta. The path of perfection is to follow in the footsteps of these great Mahajans, as Sri Prahlad Maharaj. And what is the quality of Prahlad that is so deeply worshipped by all Vaishnavas for all time? How he was so fearlessly having faith in the words of his spiritual master, Sri Narada Muni. How in every situation he was simply content remembering Krishna and worshipping Krishna. Always chanting Krishna's name, always giving Krishna consciousness to others, and always willing in any situation to remain compassionate, forgiving. Tateno kampam sa sumikshima. That is Prahlad Maharaj. We should aspire to follow in his footsteps. And then the Lord will also appear within our lives to always protect us and bestow upon us the ultimate benediction of pure unalloyed devotional service to the Lord and his devotees. That is the treasure of all treasures. Bhakti Nidhi, the treasure of bhakti. Krishna is none different than his name. All the power and glory of Lord Narasingadev is within the name of the Lord. And when we chant this Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, we are invoking the transcendental presence of Swayam Bhagavan, Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajam, the source of all incarnations. Jadurani Devi this morning in class was bringing out the fact that all of the avatars and all of the great powers of the Lord are all within Krishna eternally. The power of Narasingadev, the glory of Ram, they are all present within the unlimited beauty and sweetness of Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us this benediction, and Srila Prabhupada has so wonderfully spread it throughout the world into our lives. Take shelter of following in the footsteps of such great souls by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of devotees, and always experience the natural purification of the heart through the chanting of the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I thank you for tolerating me so much.